بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والموتى يبعثهم الله ثم إليه يرجعون.
Only those who listen to the speech and understand it will respond to what you have brought. The disbelievers are dead and worthless because their hearts have died. Allah will raise the dead on the day of rising, and they will be returned to Him, for Him to repay their actions.
وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَةٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِ قُلْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَادِرٌ عَلَىٰ أنزل آية ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون.
The idolaters make stubborn demands and delay acceptance of faith and say, "Why has no extraordinary sign been sent down to Muhammad as a proof from his Lord about the truth of what he has brought?" Say, "O Messenger, Allah is able to send down a sign as you wish, but most of these idolaters, who demand that a sign be sent down, do not know that signs are only sent down in accordance with Allah's wisdom and not according to their demands. If He was to send it down, and they still did not believe, then He would destroy them."
وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ ولا طائر يطير بجناحيه إلا أمم أمثالكم ما فرطنا في الكتاب من شيء ثم إلى ربهم يحشرون.
There is no animal on earth or any bird flying in the sky except that they are species like you, O children of Adam, with respect to their creation and provision. I have not left out anything in the preserved tablet. The knowledge of all of them is with Allah. Then they will all be gathered to their Lord on the day of rising for the final decision, and each will be recompensed according to what they deserve.
والذين كذبوا بآياتنا صم وبكم في الظلمات من يشأ الله يضلله ومن يشأ يجعله على صراط مستقيم.
Those who deny our verses are like those who are deaf and cannot hear, and like those who are dumb and cannot speak. Together with this, they are in total darkness in which they cannot see. So how can such a person be guided? Allah misguides whomever He wills from among people, and guides whomever He wills by placing such a person on a straight path that has no crookedness.
قُلْ أَرَأَيْتَكُمْ إِنْ أَتَاكُمْ عَذَابُ اللَّهِ أَوْ أَتَتْكُمُ السَّاعَةُ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَدْعُونَ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ.
Say, O Messenger, to these idolaters, tell me, if a punishment from Allah comes to you, or if the hour that you have been promised comes to you, will you call on anyone besides Allah at that time to remove the calamity and difficulty that has come upon you? This is if you are truthful, that those whom you worship can bring benefit and remove harm.
بَلْ إِيَّاهُ تَدْعُونَ فَيَكْشِفُ مَا تَدْعُونَ إِلَيْهِ إِنْ شَاءَ وَتَنْسَوْنَ مَا تُشْرِكُونَ.
The truth is that when the hour comes, you not call anyone besides Allah who created you, and he removes the calamity and takes away harm, as he is worthy of that and able to do so, if he so wills. As for what you worshipped as Allah's, you will leave them because you know that they cannot bring benefit nor cause harm.
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَمٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ
I sent messengers to many communities before you, O Messenger, but those communities denied their messengers and turned away from what they brought. I then tried them with poverty and sickness in order for them to submit and humble themselves before their Lord.
فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَضَرَّعُوا وَلَكِنْ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ
If only they had humbled themselves before Allah when His calamity came to them and begged Allah to remove the calamity, then He would have shown them mercy. But they did not do that. Instead, their hearts became hard, and they did not take notice and learn a lesson. Satan made the disbelief and sins that they were committing seem good to them. So they continued with those actions.
فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حتى إذا فرحوا بما أوتوا أخذناهم بغتة فإذا هم مبلسون
When they ignored the warning of extreme poverty and sickness and did not follow Allah's instructions, He enticed them further away from the truth by opening the doors of provision to them and giving them wealth after they were poor. He also blessed them with good health after they had suffered sickness. This continued until they were steeped in their pride and enjoyment of life. Then His punishment came upon them suddenly, and they were overtaken by despair and lost all hope. Beneficial points. The disbelievers are likened to those who are dead because life in reality is the life of the heart when it accepts the truth and follows the path of guidance. Part of Allah's wisdom with respect to calamities is that He sends them down on those who disobey Him in order to soften their hearts and bring them back to their Lord. The possession of wealth and blessings by those who are astray does not indicate that Allah loves them. It is merely a means of His enticing them and a test for them as well as others besides them. A proof of Allah's lordship is that if Allah took away people's hearing and sight, they would not be able to restore them.
فَقُطِعَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ
The last of the disbelievers was cut off by being wiped out altogether when the help came to Allah's messengers. Thanks and praise is only for Allah, the Lord of the worlds, for destroying His enemies and helping His friends.
قل أرأيتم إن أخذ الله سمعكم وأبصاركم وختم على قلوبكم من إله غير الله يأتيكم به انظر كيف نصرف الآيات ثم هم يصدفون.
Say, O Messenger, to these idolaters, tell me if Allah has to make you deaf by taking away your hearing, make you blind by taking away your sight, and seal your hearts so that you do not understand anything. What other being deserving worship is there that will bring all of these back to you? Think, O Messenger, about how we explain the evidence to them in various ways, yet they still turn away from it.
قل أرأيتكم إن أتاكم عذاب الله بغتة أو جهرة هل يهلك إلا القوم الظالمون.
Tell me, if Allah's punishment comes to you suddenly, without you realizing it, or if it comes to you openly before your eyes, then is it not so that only those who do wrong by disbelieving Allah and His messengers will be destroyed, and only those who have faith in Allah and follow His messengers will be saved?
وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ فَمَنْ آمَنَ وَأَصْلَحَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ.
I send our messengers only to inform the people of faith and obedience of the glad tidings of everlasting delight that will never end, and to warn the people of disbelief and sin of my severe punishment. Whoever accepts the messengers and sets right his actions, they will have no fear for what awaits them in the afterlife, nor will they grieve over the pleasures of the world that they missed.
وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَمَسُّهُمُ الْعَذَابُ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ.
Those who deny our signs will be afflicted by the punishment because they opposed Allah. If they had not gone against Him, but fulfilled His instructions and stayed away from His prohibitions, then the punishment would not have afflicted them.
قُلْ لَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي خَزَائِنُ اللَّهِ وَلَا أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ وَلَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ إِنِّي مَلَكٌ وَلَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ إِنِّي مَلَكٌ إِنْ أَتَّبِعُ إِلَّا مَا يُوحَى إِلَيَّ قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ أَفَلَا تَتَفَكَّرُونَ.
Say, O Messenger, to these idolaters, I do not say to you that I have with me Allah's treasures of provision, and that I can do with them as I please. I also do not say to you that I know the ghaib, besides the revelation that Allah has shown me. I also do not say to you that I am an angel, I am the messenger of Allah, and I only follow what is revealed to me. I do not claim that which is not right for me. Is the disbeliever whose sight is blind to the truth equal to the believer who sees the truth and has faith in it? Do you, idolaters, then not think about the signs around you?
وَأَنذِرْ بِهِ الَّذِينَ يَخَافُونَ أَن يُحْشَرُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ لَيْسَ لَهُمْ مِنْ وَلِيٌّ شفيع لعلهم يتقون.
Warn, O Messenger, with this Qur'an those who fear that they will be gathered to their Lord on the Day of Rising, when they will have no friend besides Allah to bring them any benefit, nor any intercessor to remove harm from them, so that they may be mindful of Allah by fulfilling His instructions and avoiding His prohibitions. These are the people who will benefit from the Qur'an.
ولا تقرد الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ما عليك من حسابهم من شيء وما من حسابك عليهم من شيء وما من حسابك عليهم من شيء فتقعدهم فتكون من الظالمين.
O Messenger, do not remove from your gathering those poor Muslims who sincerely worship Allah in the beginning and at the end of the day. Do not chase them away in order to win favor with the leaders of the idolaters. You are in no way accountable for these poor people. It is only Allah who will take them to account. They, too, are in no way accountable for you. If you drive them away from your gathering, you will be of those who overstep Allah's limits. Beneficial points. Prophets are human beings and have no attributes of lordship whatsoever. Their task is to convey the message. They have no control over the creation, nor do they know the unseen. They also have no control over the treasures of provision and the like. A caller to Allah must show concern for his followers, especially those weak ones amongst them who only seek the truth. He must bring them close and must not distance them in order to please the disbelievers.